Now I'm talking with Scott Finley, the head coach for the Carrollton Trojans. And Coach Finley, will start on offense for your dream team nominee for this year. It's your junior quarterback, Gavin Claude. Talk to us about the season Gavin's had.
Gavin's had a great year. He really came a long way this year from his sophomore year. He's got great feet. He can extend a play by rolling, you know, moving out of the pocket, and then also keeping his eyes downfield and hitting the open receiver, because you're only going to be able to cover for so long, and he really understood that. Him and the receivers were always pretty much on the same page, and it was very, very impressive seeing those guys work together. Extremely good runner as well. He's a guy that we can roll out of the pocket, and again, looking downfield, but if there's green grass, we tell him to go, and he does that. Just really, really dangerous weapon on the field. Does a great job off the field as well, leads in the practice. He is one of our team captains. He's just really done some great things, and I'm looking forward to see what he can do next year.
When Gavin's a kid that's played a very important role in football, basketball, and baseball his entire high school career, how do you feel like that's molded him into a leader here through his junior year and now next year into the senior year?
He's been in leadership positions in all of those different sports that he's a part of, and I think that that's something that's hard to learn, and he did it at a very young age. And so I think it really helps him, you know, moving forward into his senior year. Also, when you're playing that many different sports, it makes you a more well-rounded athlete, helps prevent injury. You do a lot of different movements in those different sports. So, I mean, I think all of them play off of each other and are really going to help him going into his senior year.
And talk about the kid Gavin is away from the field whenever you see him in the hallways or out just in the community.
Just great guy. Absolutely great guy. Very popular guy amongst the other kids. He's able to lead in the halls. He's someone that you can look up to, and he's very focused, and he also very much enjoys himself. I think he's having fun in high school.
All right, and now we'll switch over to defense, and your defensive nominee is Wyatt Roan. Wyatt Roan, obviously a big part of the Trojans team as a player and as a leader. Talk about the season he had on defense.
Roan had primarily played D-line for us before, and so then when we decided, you know, he wanted to make the move to linebacker, and we kind of had that spot open, and so we took a look at it. There were some questions about it, and actually he did extremely well with it. Very, very relentless defender. Very physical guy, very strong, and very good at using his hands, keeping those linemen off of him. Very, very good at pursuit, getting to the football. He was very much an asset to us, and he's done great things, and I'm very excited for him.
Wyatt's a kid that's really been able to respond through adversity and everything, not just in high school, but just in general. How important is it to have that on your defense and on your team as a leader?
Oh, it's huge. When you see somebody that, you know, like I said, he had a little setback late in the season, and he got injured the last couple of weeks. He wasn't able to play, but instead of letting that get to him, you know, he's a guy that turned around, and we had our instant replay on the sideline. I could ask him, hey, you know, pull up. The last time we were in fly protection, tell me what the left side had going on. And he really kind of turned into a player coach, and he was very helpful for other players. And that's a great example for other kids just in general. You know, you're going to have adversity in life, and you need to learn how to handle that and move forward. And Wyatt has definitely done that.
He's a kid that's also going to carry that leadership role over to the basketball court and then the baseball diamond as a senior as well.
He's a lot like, you know, Gavin. He's a multi-sport athlete, and like his injury at the end of football, he's going to miss a little bit of time at the beginning of basketball. But, you know, the other guys are going to see him pushing through that, and he's going to have a good winter this year and then turn around and have another great spring coming up later this year.
And he's a kid that's got plans of playing football at the next level. How do you expect that to go for him?
I think he's going to have opportunity. He's a relentless worker. He's very motivated. He's very driven. And, coaches are going to see that, and he's going to be able to find himself a role at the college level.
And last thing for you, having two very important leaders like this on your football team, how does that help your job as a football coach?
It's huge. You have to have it. If you're going to have success, you know, you got to find those leaders on your roster because you're not always going to be there. There's going to be times where they're around their teammates when coaches aren't, and they're going to be the ones to show them, hey, this is not what we're supposed to do, or this is what we're supposed to do. And that is a very, very big part of having a successful football program.